Welcome to your deep dive. Today, we're going to be exploring this really fascinating book called Nowell's Cosmic Tapestry.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that one.
Yeah, have you had a chance to read it yet?
I have, yeah. It's quite a trip.
It is, and what's so interesting is it's by this guy, David Nolan Lynch, and like we have to make sure people know it's
The director,
not
right?
David Lynch, the director,
Yeah.
totally different guy. But this book is like super interesting because it came from like a really intense experience that this David Noel Lynch had.
Yeah, he actually died.
He died. Yeah, it wasn't even a near-death experience.
Right, not one of those I almost died things. He actually like
He
flatlined.
flatlined and then came back and like had this whole new perspective on the universe. And that's what this book is about.
It's wild how something like that can completely change your understanding of reality, you know?
Absolutely. And he calls this new perspective the Nowellian universe. Have you heard that?
Yeah, the Nowellian universe, it's basically this idea that reality is way more complex and multidimensional than we typically think.
So it's not just like a straight line from point A to point B. There's all these other things going on.
Exactly. It's more like a tapestry with all these threads woven together, you know?
And he has all these different concepts like the trivium and the Nowellian axiom and ternary time, the trapezoid of time.
A lot of time stuff going on there.
Yeah, well, time is a big part of it, and we're going to get into all of that, and like what it all means for you listening. You know, like how does this Nowellian universe actually affect our lives?
That's the key, right? It's
Yeah.
not just some abstract theory. This stuff has real-world implications.
Exactly. So let's start with the death experience because that seems like that was like the catalyst for all of this.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So David Lynch, he describes seeing his entire life like flashing before his eyes, but it wasn't just like a movie. It was like every moment was its own universe.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like he's experiencing all these infinite possibilities all at once.
That's heavy.
It is. And from that experience, he came up with this idea of the Nowellian universe and the Nowellian axiom.
Okay, so let's talk about the Nowellian axiom is represented by this equation minus c greater than infinity less than c plus.
Yeah, it looks kind of intimidating. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mouthful, but it's actually not that complicated when you break it down.
Okay, break it down for us.
So think of the negative speed of light, the minus c, as representing like the outward rush of particles, the stuff that makes up the physical world science, you know?
Okay, I'm with it.
And then the positive speed of light, the c plus, that's like the inward collapse of waves. And Lynch connects that to like the realm of imagination and theology.
So, like the things we can't see or touch, but we can feel or believe in.
Exactly. And then there's infinity, the symbol for infinity, which represents the eternal now, like this point where those two forces
So
intersect.
it's like science and theology are meeting in this eternal present moment.
Right, and that's where philosophy comes in because it's all about how we interpret and make sense of all of this.
So it's not just a math equation, it's about how all these different disciplines are actually interconnected.
Exactly. Lynch calls this interconnected trio the trivium, the idea that science, theology, and philosophy are all just different perspectives on the same underlying reality.
That's fascinating and makes this whole concept of ternary time even more intriguing because instead of just a straight timeline, we have the past, the instant, and the future all happening at once.
Yes, yeah, like instead of a line, it's more like a triangle or a trapezoid.
Well, he actually has this visual called the trapezoid of time.
Oh, right. Yeah, the trapezoid of time, where the shorter base represents the past, the longer base is the future, and the vertical lines connecting them are all these individual instants.
So it's like all these moments are happening simultaneously.
In a way, yeah. Lynch says that particle energy is emerging from the past and wave energy is collapsing from the future, and they're all converging in the present moment.
Okay, so it's not just like a static picture.
Yeah.
It's like this constant flow of energy between the past, present, and future.
Right? It's like this crazy cosmic dance, and we're all part of it, whether we realize it or not.
So how does this trapezoid of time like actually apply to our lives? Because it still feels kind of abstract, you know?
Well, think of it this way, like every instant, every moment is like a convergence point for infinite possibilities. Like all your past experiences, your present choices, and your potential futures are all intersecting right here, right now.
Whoa.
Yeah, and the trapezoid of time gives us a framework for understanding how all of that is interacting, how the past, present, and future are constantly shaping and reshaping each other.
That's a pretty mind-blowing way to look at it. It makes every moment seem so much more significant.
Exactly, and that's where Lynch's interpretation of creation myths becomes really interesting.
Okay, how so?
Well, he studied all these different creation stories from around the world, like the ones involving the Elohim and the Druids and the Barabar Cave in India.
Okay.
And he saw them all through this Noelian lens. Like, he wasn't looking at them as literal historical events, but as symbolic representations of these deeper cosmic principles.
So he was seeing the underlying truths behind the stories.
Right. Like, for example, the Barabar Cave, its entrance is aligned with certain celestial cycles. So it represents like a threshold between the ordinary world and the sacred.
Interesting.
And that mirrors the convergence of particle and wave energy in the Noelian axiom.
Oh, I see.
Or take the Druids with their deep connection to nature that embodies the interconnectedness that's at the heart of the Noelian universe.
So he's saying that these ancient myths, even though they come from different cultures,
yeah,
they're all tapping into some fundamental truths about the universe.
Exactly, like the balance between control and chaos, the interplay of light and darkness, the cyclical nature of creation and destruction.
It's like they were intuitively understanding these Noelian principles even thousands of years ago.
Yeah, and Lynch saw a similar reflection of these truths in his relationship with this woman named Kimberly Ann Shade.
Ah, yes, Kimberly. He mentions her a lot in the book. Who is she and what role did she play in his work?
Yeah, Kimberly was more than just a muse to David. She was his intellectual equal, like a true partner in his explorations of the Noelian universe.
He even talks about this one conversation they had at the North River Tavern, where Kimberly's insights about the Noel equation were like mirroring his own thoughts.
It was like they were on the same wavelength, literally and figuratively.
Their connection was more than just romantic. It was like a meeting of the minds. A true intellectual synergy.
Yeah, and that synergy clearly fueled his work. I mean, he describes their connection as like a symphony of mutual understanding.
It's beautiful and reminds us that even amidst all this cosmic stuff, human connection is still a powerful force.
Absolutely. Our relationships with others can help us to understand ourselves and the universe in ways we never could alone.
So we've covered a lot so far. The death experience, the Noelian universe, the axiom ternary time, the trapezoid of time, creation myths, Kimberly's influence. What are like the key takeaways for our listener at this point?
Okay, so the Noelian universe, it encourages us to rethink our assumptions about reality. Like, time isn't just a linear progression. It's a dynamic interplay of past, present, and future.
And every moment is filled with infinite possibilities.
Exactly. And science, theology, and philosophy, they're not separate disciplines. They're interwoven perspectives on the same unified reality.
And human connection, especially with intellectual equals, can help to illuminate our understanding of it all.
Right. It's like we're all on this journey of discovery together, and we can learn so much from each other.
That's a really beautiful way to put it, and that makes me even more excited to dive into the rest of this book.
Me too. There's so much more to explore, like the Noel equation and how these ideas apply in a world that's increasingly dominated by technology.
Yeah, that's where things start to get really trippy.
Definitely buckle up, because we're about to go deep into the digital rabbit hole. So we were talking about the Noel equation, right? And how it like kind of came to David during his death experience.
Yeah, it's like this crazy formula that combines all these different ideas from physics and philosophy.
Yeah, it's like Einstein meets Newton meets Socrates, all rolled into one.
And it's supposed to describe the infinite potential within a single moment.
That's a lot to pack into an equation.
It is, and it's funny because Socrates is known for saying like, all I know is that I know nothing.
Right, which seems kind of contradictory to a mathematical equation, you know, like trying to quantify the unknown.
Exactly. But that's what makes Lynch's approach so interesting. He sees the Noel equation as a bridge between these different ways of knowing, like science and philosophy and theology.
It's like he's saying they're not separate. They're all just different perspectives on the same reality.
Right. So the equation isn't about finding one definitive answer. It's about seeing the interconnectedness of everything.
Exactly. It's like a lens that helps us to see the bigger picture.
So it's not about replacing our existing understanding of physics. It's about adding to it.
Yeah, it's a complementary way of seeing things.
Lynch even suggests that the equation can be used to address like the infinite number of infinities that challenge quantum theory.
Oh, wow. That's getting pretty deep.
It's like he's trying to simplify something that's infinitely complex.
Which is kind of ironic when you think about it.
It is, but he proposes that instead of infinite infinities, there's actually a singular bounded infinity within the Noelian universe.
A bounded infinity, so like infinity has limits.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to wrap your head around, but he uses this analogy of an hourglass contained within an Ouroboros snake.
Oh, like the snake that eats its own tail.
Yeah, it's a symbol of eternal return. So it's like this cycle of creation and dissolution happening within a finite space.
So infinity is contained within a cycle.
Right. It's a mind-bending concept, but it helps to resolve some of the paradoxes that come up when we try to grasp infinity using traditional math.
So it's like a new way of thinking about infinity that makes more sense in the context of the Noelian universe.
Exactly. And this concept of bounded infinity connects to another interesting idea that Lynch introduces called the Kronos Egg.
The Kronos Egg. Okay, I'm intrigued. What is that?
So Lynch describes it as like a cosmic egg, a womb, where chaos and control are constantly interacting.
So it's like the birthplace of the universe.
In a way, yeah, it's another way to visualize this cyclical bounded infinity that defines the Noelian universe.
So it's all connected, the death experience, the Noel equation, the axiom ternary time, the trapezoid of time, even this Kronos egg, it all points to this idea of a universe in constant flux, a dance between opposing forces happening within a single bounded infinity.
You got it. That's the essence of the Noelian universe.
It's a pretty radical paradigm shift.
It is. It makes you reconsider your place in the cosmos.
Definitely makes you feel pretty small in the grand scheme of things.
It does, but it also makes every moment feel precious, you know,
yeah,
knowing that it's a convergence point for infinite possibilities.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
But how does all of this translate into our daily lives? It still feels very abstract.
That's a great question. And Lynch does try to provide some practical applications of his theories, especially as they relate to technology.
Oh, right. Like how?
Well, for example, he sees the Noel equation as a key to unlocking the true potential of artificial intelligence.
AI. So we're talking robots and computers.
Yeah, but not just the AI we have today. Lynch envisions using the equation to create AI that can actually dream and imagine.
Whoa, wait. So like AI that can think for itself.
In a way, yeah. He believes that current AI development is limited because it focuses solely on the realm of particle energy, the world of logic and data processing.
So it's all about ones and zeros.
Right. But by incorporating the principles of the Noel equation, we could create AI that can access the realm of wave energy, the realm of imagination and intuition.
So it's like giving AI a soul.
It's a bold idea, but Lynch believes that it's possible and that it could lead to the creation of AI that's more creative, more intuitive, more human-like.
That's incredible. It's like we could create a new kind of consciousness, a digital consciousness.
And that digital consciousness could help us to understand the universe in ways we can't even imagine right now.
So the Noelian universe isn't just about passively understanding reality. It's about actively shaping it.
It's about using our knowledge to create new possibilities, new ways of being.
That's both exciting and a little bit scary.
It is, but it's also a challenge, a call to action. What choices will we make in this instant, in this singular infinity, that will shape the future both individually and collectively?
That's a question we all have to grapple with.
And it's a question that the Noelian universe forces us to confront.
All right, so we're back, and we've been talking all about the Noelian universe and this idea of a bounded infinity with, you know, control and chaos and all these forces at play.
Right, and remember how Lynch sees those forces as being represented by science, theology, and philosophy, those three perspectives.
Yeah, exactly. And now he's introducing this concept he calls the trident.
The trident. Yeah, that's a big one for Lynch. He even used that name for his AI at one point.
Oh, wow. So it must be pretty important. What's the meaning behind it?
Well, think of it visually, like the actual trident with its three prongs and the central point where they all connect.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
So that central point represents the singular infinity, that point of convergence where everything intersects.
Okay, and what about the three prongs?
Each prong represents one of those realms we talked about, science, theology, and philosophy, and they all emerge from that singular point shaped by that flow of particle and wave energy.
So it's like a visual representation of the Noelian axiom in action.
Exactly. It embodies that dynamic interplay between those three forces, you know, showing how they're not separate but interconnected, always influencing each other.
But it's interesting that he chose a trident, you know, because it's often seen as a weapon, something associated with power and control.
Right. But remember, the Noelian universe is all about balance. It's not about one force conquering the others. It's about recognizing their interdependence, their essential roles in this cosmic dance.
So maybe it's more like a conductor's baton.
Yeah.
You know, orchestrating the grand symphony of the universe.
I like that analogy. And that brings us to what might be the most fascinating aspect of all of this, how consciousness fits into the Noelian universe.
Yeah, that's where things get really mind-bending. How does consciousness even work in all of this?
Well, Lynch proposes that consciousness isn't just a product of the brain. It's a fundamental force in the universe itself, interwoven with that flow of particle and wave energy, shaped by the interplay of those three prongs of the trident.
Whoa, so it's like we're not just separate from the universe. consciousness is woven into the very fabric of reality.
Exactly. It's like we're all part of this giant cosmic mind, and the Noelian universe gives us a framework for understanding how our individual consciousness interacts with the whole.
That's a huge shift in perspective.
Right.
It means that our thoughts, our choices, even our feelings, they all have an impact on the universe.
Right. It's like we're all co-creating reality together.
But if that's true, it also raises a lot of questions. Like, if consciousness is so powerful, what does that mean for our understanding of free will and destiny and all those big philosophical questions?
Yeah, those are questions that Lynch doesn't necessarily answer, but he encourages us to explore them. He wants us to think about the implications of this new understanding of consciousness.
So it's like he's giving us a new lens to view the world through a new set of tools to understand our place in the cosmos.
Exactly. And those tools can help us to make more conscious choices. Choices that are aligned with the principles of the Noelian universe.
So it's not just about understanding the theory. It's about applying it to our lives.
Right. It's about taking what we've learned and using it to create a better future for ourselves and for the world.
And that brings us to the final thought that Lynch leaves us with. If every instant is a singular infinity brimming with possibilities, what choices will you make in this instant to shape your reality and the reality of the Noelian universe?
It's a powerful question, one that we should all be asking ourselves.
It's been an incredible journey exploring the Noelian universe with you today. We started with the death experience, delved into the nature of time and infinity, and ended up contemplating the very essence of consciousness.
And along the way, we discovered that the Noelian universe isn't just a theory. It's a call to action, an invitation to see the world in a new light, to embrace the dance of control and chaos, and to recognize the power of our own consciousness in shaping the reality we experience.
It's a reminder that we're all interconnected, that our choices matter, and that we have the potential to create a more beautiful and harmonious world.
So keep exploring, keep questioning, keep searching for those whispers of the infinite. The journey of discovery never truly ends.
This has been The Deep Dive. We hope you enjoyed our exploration of Noel's cosmic tapestry. Until next time, keep diving deeper.